Commissioner went down the first floor, and he said, before going into public comments, he asked me to give those two brief updates that I'd mentioned earlier to you. The first is just to apprise you of the Buck Row Pier situation in the city of Hampton that has been the subject of several newspaper articles recently. Long and short of it is that the city of Hampton is applying to reconstruct or proposing to reconstruct the Buck Row Fishing Pier. The fishing pier itself was owned by a gentleman by the name of Abbott. The city is going to be acquiring the beachfront property and the right to rebuild that pier. They're also going to seek to expand it. Mr. Ronnie Boone Jr., who was the contractor for the Norfolk Harrison's fishing pier, won the contract to reconstruct the pier for the city of Hampton, took it on himself to initiate the placement of a temporary construction causeway in conjunction with the pier. That portion of the pier, which is being reconstructed under the governor's executive order, Hampton will be applying separately to expand it and add a few other things. Having just recently run across that in the Harrison's fishing pier situation, I was not receptive to Mr. Boone's statement that he didn't realize he needed a permit, you know, for the installation of that construction trestle, even though he was building, you know, the pier. We subsequently issued a notice to comply, directed that the trestle be completely removed. Precon Marine is the contractor who was doing the work. We gave them 10 days to initiate the removal. They did come back to us late last week, and the city had also stopped work on the site and indicated that they would have a barge and crane here Monday or Tuesday, and it would take them 2 weeks to get the trestle removed, at which time we had indicated staff would be receptive to entertaining. And after the fact, or at that point, it would be a new application to install the trestle in conjunction with the pier. But we were unwilling as a staff to process another after-the-fact permit and allow them to keep that structure. Late Friday or Monday, I guess, we did get a letter from Mr. Boone Sr., who has said that he'd like the commission to possibly reconsider. He thought that Marine Precon did it, was led astray by Ronnie Boone Jr., and asked if we would certainly allow them to keep the construction trestle. Again, it's staff's recommendation, the position that we've taken, that we want to see it restored, and then if they determine they need the trestle to apply. In addition, there were a number of pilings that were driven into the beach area in conjunction with the construction of a restaurant and other amenities which will be associated with the pier. Hampton has not elected as of yet to adopt the Coastal Primary Sand Dune and Beaches Ordinance. Therefore, technically, those pilings also required a Coastal Primary Sand Dune and Beach permit from the commission, because Mr. Abbott, a private individual, currently owns the beach property proper. The city, the confusion there was that the city authorized Mr. Boone to install a few test piles to decide whether or not what the structural loading of the beach would be. When I visited the site last week, there were 28 pilings around the perimeter of what would probably be the restaurant, seven yet to be driven. They're not doing any more work on that. The city will, in effect, we've been apprised by the city attorney's office that they will acquire the beachfront property tomorrow is when closing will occur, at which time there is an exemption under the Coastal Primary Sand Dune Beaches Ordinance that authorizes governmental activity on coastal primary sand dunes and beaches owned by a political subdivision. So technically, as of tomorrow, or as of the point that they acquire the property, it's no longer a violation. We were not taking any steps to require that the piles be removed, because they would in fact be exempt. But that also was an activity that was done in the absence of permits. So I guess at this point, merely wanted to make the commission aware that, you know, the staff's position was we wanted the violation, the trestle, removed, and you will subsequently, depending upon whether there's a, well, it'll be in excess of $50,000, you will subsequently see an application to put it back and construct and expand the buffer up here. Any questions on that? The second item was Tanner's Landing Associates. You will recall that in December of last year, you entertained an application, and this was for the construction of a pier and moorings in conjunction with a 27-slip condominium development project adjacent to the Granby Street Bridge in the city of Norfolk. You assessed a royalty. Tom Langley, the agent for Tanner's Landing, at that point asked that the commission reconsider the royalty for a number of reasons. You heard it at your January meeting, affirmed the earlier decision and assessed the royalty and essentially approved the project, which included some dredging with disposal at Craney Island and the construction of the piers and slips. The applicant has, in our normal procedure, the permit, once it's drafted, goes to the applicant, in this case, care of the agent, Mr. Langley. Again, with a clear statement that the permit's not valid until it's signed by the commissioner or his designee, notarized, and they get a copy back. That permit document had, in addition to standard boilerplate, had a requirement for a pre-dredge conference, post-dredge bathymetric surveys, things of this nature, where we normally meet with the contractor to make sure that they understand fully what was authorized. Came to our attention within the last week or 10 days, 2 weeks, that in fact the dredging was almost completed and the permit still had not been issued. It had never been returned, executed. In addition, unilaterally, the applicant had decided, or the dredging contractor decided, not to utilize Craney Island, but to bring the material ashore, load it into waterfront, watertight dump trucks, take it to an upland disposal site. Well, as a result, there were additional dredging. The barges had to get close, whether it was dredging or compaction. There was material that ended up in wetlands, maybe a wetlands violation. The applicant came back from a delayed honeymoon, just apologized profusely for not having executed the permit and merely wanted at that point to bring in the signed copy and get the permit. Well, I advised him that at a minimum it would be triple fees and royalties, but I couldn't do that because that was approved by the commission. In addition to the other violations, however, we're recommending at a staff level in a notice to comply that the whole matter be brought back to the commission at its May meeting. And so what I would seek in the way of your concurrence at this point is to basically provide that notice and bring the matter back, at which time the applicant and the agent, dredging contractor, could explain why this occurred in the absence of the executed document and why they failed to adhere to some of the requirements that were in that document. Mr. Langley is here. The owner was not in attendance, was not able to attend, but at this point I don't think there's any need to take any additional testimony if you're in agreement with that position.
You're looking for us to...
I'm asking in basically an endorsement of the staff position to set this for restoration hearing, at which time they'll be able to explain the situation at your May meeting. The dredging has already been finished. I mean, they've completed the dredging. But it seems no need to execute the document as it currently exists when there's been a failure to abide by the conditions.
Mr. Fox?
So what you're saying is the application, or the approval of the application, was never appropriately executed. So basically there is no permit.
That's correct.
And they went ahead and dredged without a permit, basically.
That's correct. And okay. And as a result of that, and no pre-dredge conference, changed the method of disposal, which led to additional dredging and or impacts in addition to
right.
wetland impacts. Yeah. So it's not simply a matter of tripling where it was $100 and permit fee and $800 royalty. I mean, it's not right. a question of going to $300 and $2,400. There are other aspects. So.
Now, how about any other construction on the project? Is that...
Well, at this point, they do not have a permit. So right. as far as I'm concerned, no construction on right. the piers and the other activities are authorized until the commission issues the permit, which is going to be held pending the outcome of the restoration hearing in May.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do we need a motion to hold a restoration hearing at the May meeting? So moved.
Sorry. I don't think you really need a motion to hold a restoration hearing per se. I think staff brings restoration hearings any time. But because you've recently decided this as a right. permit issue, I would suggest that you bring it back by motion in this instance.
Okay. Well, in that case, Mr. Chairman, I would move that we hold a restoration hearing for the Tanner Creek project at the May meeting.
Second.
Mr. Fox. Any more discussion in the commission?
Yeah, with the addition that we'll review the entire permit.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I agree. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Any abstentions? Motion is carried. Thank you, Bob. We'll now go to the public comment portion of the meeting. Anybody in the audience would like to have this as a public comment? Yes, ma'am. You may come forward, please. I don't need to swear those people.